talking with Harness Racing trainer driver Zeke Slater. Zeke, our Alice fella, well, a good win, came from back and did the job well.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. He's took a long time to come to hand this time. He had a long spell and had a couple of niggling problems, and I've always persisted with him because he's always shown me he was above average, and you know, he put the riding on the wall last week, and I was pleased with his run. And tonight he's come out and acquainted for himself. So.
Did drop back in class a bit compared to what he had been racing against last prep.
That's right. He's raced a lot better horses than he met tonight, and under the handicapping system, and acclaimed back into the race tonight. He was always going to be a big chance for the right run. So.
All right. Well, this preparation, you expect him to win a couple?
Yeah, I had big plans for this horse when he first come back in the stable, and I had to get him out of the environment with any. He didn't settle in at Brighton, and I shifted camp back down to the beach where he was when he was going good before. And I mean, he just thrives off that environment, and you know, since he's been there, he's just blossomed. And tonight, he's put it together. So.
All right. Well, how many in the team now?
I only got three now. I cut back from a lot, but we're looking for a few more, and hopefully tackle a few races come Christmas time. So.
All right, the Queen's gone?
She's gone, but got a handy replacement.
And that is?
That's Grey Steel. He's had three runs, and he's getting better, and he's not far off a win. So.
Yeah, he was pretty good last time.
Yeah, he's hopefully he gets in good around the Christmas time, and a couple of features coming up, and I expect him to hopefully do a job like she did.
All right, Zach, well, let's hope there's plenty more winners around the corner.
Thanks, Pete.